enjoying life as a rich man. He a poor father ka son. So one man, one son child was a poor fellow and what I said, religious person. And another son or friend was from rich man's son and not religious, and you know, all kinds of nonsense he would do. But they were children, so they were not so sinful in childhood, either this one or that one. And they grew up and then they married and they got separated and then they went away each other. And always now, when they grew up as young boys, the non-religious fellow would always criticize the religious fellow. What God has done for you. You have done so much for him. You don't do this, you don't drink wine, you don't always chant his name, and you go to temple and you do donation and this, that. But still you are poor only, still your father is poor only. What has happened to your life? Look at me. I am not chanting Hare Krishna, I am not doing any donations or any temple, could be karta nahi hu, and I do all this nonsense also. Still see I am progressing. Further they grew up, little younger, then this person started drinking wine, having all kinds of fun outside, illicit activities. And he would say, don't do this, this is all sinful. What difference it makes? I am still progressing only in my life. If you look at you, you are not doing all these things and you are still there only wherever you are. Aisa uska interaction tha. But they were good friends with him. And the religious fellow would always tell the non-religious fellow, ki, please, don't do this, this is not good. And he will say, you are nonsense, you know, you are simply wasting your life. Enjoy. Why are you doing all these things? Okay. But this boy was formed on his own principles and this boy was formed on his own lifestyle. They got separated and went away of their own ways. After long many years now, they got married and they had some children also. Middle, they began like 30-35 years old. And they met one another. Bahut khush ho gaye milke. Aray, dost, we are meeting after so many years. So, क्या चल रहा है अभी? अभी भी करते हो भक्ति भक्ति तुम्हारी? हाँ अभी भी करता हूँ. मतलब क्या चल रहा है? अगेन ही केम इन द सेम मूड. लुक एट यू आफ्टर सो मेनी इयर्स ऑल्सो. लुक एट मी एंड लुक एट यू. कैसा होता है अमिताभ बच्चन दीवार में? देखो मेरे, देखो देखो बंगला गाड़ी कपड़ा क्या है तुम्हारे पास? Like that he was talking. No, he, what is there? No, look at me. I don't do all this thing what you do. I in fact do things that should not be done according to you. But I am progressing, and you are suffering only. And they went to ghumte ko jungle mein chale gaye. So, chalo ek achha jungle mein ghum ke aate kahin. And they went deep in jungle. And suddenly a storm came. It became very dark suddenly. Storm came. And a tree fell down. Okay, now see very carefully what happened. When the tree fell down, tree ka ek branch went in the poor boy's thigh. Sa ghus gaya pura uske andar. And caused a big fracture to him, an injury. And when the tree fell down, one big bag filled with gold coins fell in the hands of this rich man. In the olden days, now they would hide the wealth in the trunk of the tree. You know, they will sometimes hide, and they know which tree we have put and all thing. And tree, whenever tree will fall, that time it will fall. But generally, it will not fall. It will remain in the hole, na. So when the tree fell, this fellow, nothing happened to him, but he just got hold of that big gold coin ka thaili, and this fellow got a full branch entering in his thigh. So he says, look. At least now you should believe what I am telling. One incident has happened. Ek ghatna hui hai. And look how benefit has come to me and loss has come to you. So that time that poor fellow's faith na, thoda hil gaya actually. But phir bhi iska basis was strong tha. So actually when they were walking into the jungle, they also had an agenda in mind ki jungle mein ek sadhu aaya hai, Vikal Darshi. Usko mil lete hai aaj. Well, nahi, maine aata hu, I want to meet. Then I will see, anyway, you may just keep quiet, I will meet him. You just be with me, we will have some good time and we will meet him. So, then he is sitting like a pair. Then he is saying, now we are doing a job. He is going to go to Sadhu and ask him, what is his meaning? So, he was already victorious. But Sadhu will also say that, see, look at his life, he is successful. This is the right thing. So, he was confident that Sadhu will say good about me and he will not say good. Let's go. So, both these people, one holding his thigh, another with thaili in the hand, went to Sadhu. हाँ साधु के पास गए, साधु को बोला महाराज जी देखो हमारा बचपन ऐसा ऐसा है, शॉर्ट में बोल रहे और अभी अभी ऐसा ऐसा हुआ है, आपका क्या ओपिनियन है इसके बारे में? तो साधु वेंट इन ट्रांस एंड सॉ एवरीबडी इज पास्ट एंड प्रेजेंट एंड फ्यूचर. देर आर साधु लाइक दिस टूडे ऑल्सो बाय द वे, इट्स नॉट जस्ट अ स्टोरी. देर आर साधु टूडे ऑल्सो हु कैन सी यू, क्लोज देयर आईज, सी योर प्रीवियस लाइफ, सी योर प्रेजेंट लाइफ एंड सी योर नेक्स्ट लाइफ ऑल्सो, एंड दे विल टेल यू एंड गाइड यू प्रॉपरली. सो ही जस्ट वेंट इन ट्रांस, ही लुक्ड इन टू बोथ पीपल्स प्रीवियस करंट एंड फ्यूचर लाइव्स, ओपन्ड हिज आईज एंड एवरीबडी वाज एंग्शियस क्या बोलने वाला है अभी वो. साधु सेड कि दिस पुअर फेलो वॉज सो सिंफुल इन लास्ट लाइफ दैट टुडे ही वॉज सपोज टू बी हैंग्ड टू डेथ, बट इन दिस लाइफ ही हैज बिकम सो रिलीजियस एंड सो पायस एंड सो नाइस एंड सो वर्चुअस दैट हिज डेथ हैज बीन रिड्यूस्ड टू फ्रैक्चर ऑफ थाई. एंड दिस फेलो वॉज सो पायस इन लास्ट लाइफ दैट टुडे ही वॉज सपोज टू बी क्राउंड एज अ किंग, बट इन दिस लाइफ ही इज सो सिंफुल दैट हिज फॉर्चून ऑफ बिकमिंग अ किंग हैज रिड्यूस्ड टू अ वन गोल्ड कॉइन थैली. So what is the moral of the story? Moral of the story is you may bring something with you, but still you always have something in your hand which you can do yourself out of your own independence. You can choose to live a life in your particular way. Although you are poor or suffering or whatever, but if you remain virtuous, then your life is your basis plus your activities is equal to your life today. And if your basis is very strong, like bolte na bade baap ke bete, for example, and you just squander money and women, these wine being karenge, so soon you will get destroyed. Well, whatever you have got, you are spending everything. You are not building on that. So that rich man had such a good fortune that he was supposed to become king that day of the whole country. He was so sinful in that life. He only brought it down to only getting one gold coin thaili. And he was so happy about it. He thought, ki, great, you know, I got a gold coin thaili of the one event and you got injury. So that time, he also accepted the devotional life of his friend. So hard work has a value. And your current life and how you think today, what are you guided by, who guides you and what you do in your life has a great value. It is said that your next body is being carved today by what you are doing today. It is also said that your next body in next life is also carved today by what you are doing today. You are constructing your next body by life today. And what you are today is what you did in the past, that is what is happening today. So today's life is the result of your past activities. So you can never take for granted what you are doing today. You can't say, okay, what difference it makes? It makes difference. But nonetheless, whether your background or what you have brought with you as fortune is good or bad, nonetheless, behaving nicely and being good and having a very virtuous life is always better. Always better. He could have become maybe king for 10 lifetimes if he would have behaved nicely. Every life he would have become a king. In the worldly sense, we are not talking about that. We are talking about spiritual life. So when we behave devotionally in this life, you will enter the kingdom of God at the end of this life. If you do not take spiritual life seriously now, after all the opportunity, then you will come back again to suffer in the material world. And please understand that what kind of life you are living today will not be there after 50 years. Will be worse only than this. Worse only from this. Is your life or situation in the world around you better than your past or worse than the past? Simple, no? When I was in school, in 8th standard, we went to one camp in Ghansoli, near that Reliance ka line na pura Belapur pe patte mein. Hum log us camp mein gaye the, Shramdaan camp. And some boys, they brought brandy with them. हायर स्टैंडर्ड में चलो ब्रांडी इश्यू है सारा श्रमदान करने के बाद फावड़ा वावड़ा सब तोड़ने के बाद में शाम को उन्होंने एक लड़के ने बोतल निकाला और सबको वाटी में डल के दिया उसने थोड़ा थोड़ा ब्रांडी थोड़ा थोड़ा पानी डल के सबको एंड सम बॉयज यू नो अंडर देयर ब्लैंकेट दे वर स्मोकिंग सिगरेट्स एंड दे वर शेयरिंग फ्रॉम ब्लैंकेट टू ब्लैंकेट इन द नाइट व्हाट वाज सीन ओनली वाज दैट दैट व्हाट डू यू कॉल दैट रेड चिंगारी होती है ना व्हाट इज दैट कॉल्ड रेड फ्लेम नहीं ठिनकी ठिनकी व्हाट एवर दैट रेड थिंग व्हिच इज व्हेन यू पफ अप ना इट बिकम्स ब्राइट ऐसा दैट वाज ओनली सीन इन द डार्कनेस इट वाज बीइंग शिफ्टेड फ्रॉम वन प्लेस टू अनदर एंड व्हाट हैपेंड वाज एज सून एज दिस वाज फाउंड आउट All these boys were rusticated from school. As soon as we came back to Bombay, these all boys were out of the class and at home. Shayad na kaun tar dharma kama. And today, are they removed?
No,
they're not removed. Because it has become so rampant. This pura school hi khali karna padega unko. The school chale chalayenge kaise? So they are accepting it. For example, if anybody had any misbehavior with women, I mean girls, we had boys and girls school different, you know. Yeah. So there's no question of interacting with girls. And after 4th standard, we would only look to the girls from different angle. From they are there and we are here. They are in morning school and when we come, they go. And when we go, they come. It's like that. There's no contact only. And now there is so much of co-ed education is there and they're having sex with children in school also. And then they are having pregnancies and they're having abortions done in the school and parents go through hell because of the girl got pregnant in 8th and 9th. I told you so many stories over here also. But in those days, out from the school, there's no question of in the school. And today, what is happening? Everything is happening. So times are not becoming better in Kali Yuga. Times are becoming bad in Kali Yuga, day by day. So we have seen from our childhood to now, you have seen from your childhood to now, suppose if we live in this material world and do not qualify to go back to God, and suppose we come back in this world again, take birth, what would be the year approximately when we'll come back again, take birth? Tell me roughly. What do you think? Estimate ki I will live up to this year and then I will take birth again. What would be the year approximately according to your 2035. You think you will die and you will. That's it, your life is. My God. As far as reducing, that means. Even what you expect for yourself also is reducing. I don't expect I'll live 100 years. Nobody expects that, right? So 2035, I mean, 2012, almost 25 years later from today. Then further fighting 10 years, you will go in childhood, you know, you will be like a child, mother maintaining you. In 2045, you will become like teenager. In 2050, you will become a young again. In 2050, there will be so much pollution in the world. Water will be so much polluted and not available. All water reservoirs will be depleted. Rivers are getting shrunk day by day. You know, no? So much difficulty in filling the tanks of water by rains. Rains are reducing day by day. Temperature is increasing year by year. Resources are becoming polluted and reducing every year by year. So what is expected is 2050 there will be hardly any water supply. You are taking bath every day today. It may be a norm to take a bath only after 4 days. A routine, everybody may be taking bath after 4 days because there will be no water supply only. Education, resources, khana pina is so worst. And then after that you will be living another 25-30 years of that life. Reduced from now, but another way, so in 2070, when we die in the next life, can you imagine what kind of condition will be there? And by the way, if you come back again after that, cannot imagine. This is a fact, huh? We are not trying to scare you or trying to, you know, mesmerize you by some talks. This is a fact. Today's world also is, no, I did not even imagine in my childhood that there could be a bottled water which is to be purchased. Do you remember those days? I remember. You should just go aram se station se utar ke, you should fill up the bottle and drink very peacefully. Kuch nahi hua aapko aaj tak, kabhi bhi nahi hua kuch bhi. But today I don't take that risk. You would just get down, wash it nicely, fill up and drink in the train. Next you again get down, fill up and drink. Now you can't take that risk. You have to buy a bottled water. So water to be purchased was a dream, was like a culture shock for us. And now all of us are purchasing water regularly. Believe me, one day will come, purchasing an oxygen cylinder will become a routine. And there will be people carrying cylinder on shoulder and working. That's what they are doing in Himalayas already. They tie up a cylinder behind and they go here and there. The oxygen pressure is very less there. So air will be so polluted that you will be routinely buying oxygen cylinders and behaving in the world. And there will be children shaped oxygen cylinders, and there will be ladies oxygen cylinders, and there will be men's oxygen cylinders. This is for men, this is for ladies. All this will be there in market at time. Yeah. All basic amenities of life will have to be purchased, will not be available from nature. You'll have to be really paying hard for that. Food stores will be guarded by soldiers, commandos. Because nobody will have food available. They will not kill people. They will kill people only to get the food that is available. Maximum security will be around food stores. And we cannot live in that world. Imagine, today we are moving around freely. Can you live in the world where you are constantly threatened by people around you that they may kill you and eat you? Will you be comfortable in that situation? But birds are living in the same situation. When the bird is eating some grains here and there, always looking, koi kawa to nahi aa raha hai, koi kuch nahi aa raha hai, wo to kuch maar to nahi raha hai. When a dog is eating some bread, he is always wondering, koi fellow dog is not coming and snatching his bread. And somebody is stronger dog, to usko gussa karke chhin lega usse wo. To ek food ke liye bhi kitna struggle hai unke life mein. Kahin milega to turant utha ke bhag jayega wo kone mein. Wahan baith ke khayega. You have seen dogs like that. But time will come.
Heartbeat is also so fast.
So much anxious, you know. Can you eat a lunch? I call you on your birthday in social care and give you Mahaprasad. Eat. Madam Vaidehi, please have Mahaprasad. And there are four people waiting to kill you. How can you eat that Mahaprasad? Mahaprasad, chodo yaar. I don't want Mahaprasad. I had breakfast in the morning. I want to go now. I'm not that desperate to eat food. But time will come. People will finish all the food in the world. And then they'll start eating all the animals in the world. They'll finish all the animals also will finish. And what will remain is only human beings. This is all given in scriptures. I'm not talking about what my imagination is. I'm talking from my experience and from scriptural knowledge. And Bhagavatam mein likha hai ki men will eat men, women will eat women, and mother will only create children to eat them. Like tigress, what she does? She is so tired and so much labor pain and all these things. She gives three babies she gives birth to. Tigress. Eats one baby for her own hunger and maintains two babies as very lovingly as her mother and father. Because she is so hungry, because so many days she could not go hunt. She is hungry, desperately hungry, because she couldn't hunt in the pregnant condition. And then when she delivered, she is so tired, exhausted. So she eats one cub and keeps two cubs as her own loving children. Same thing will happen to human being also. And if a stronger man will see and kill the young, weaker people, eat them. And when they will wait people for people to sleep so that they can kill them and eat them. People have great difficulty in finding a place to sleep also. Where to sleep? Where we can sleep peacefully and somebody is helping us to sleep and guarding. Turn by turn, you sleep 2 hours, I'll guard you. And I will sleep and you guard me. That will all happen. Because there will be no food only. What happens in the war? In 1942 war also, they were somewhere in the jungle somewhere, all biscuits are finished, everything is finished. And the fellow soldier, who was a colleague, dead, shot dead by the enemy, they have eaten their flesh also, just to survive. Because by the time they reach home, it will be so far, they eat something. So they have to eat their friend's flesh, cook it, burn it, eat it, and they have come back to the camp after long, many days. And they were sorry for that, but they had to do it. The time will come, we'll be also sorry for that, but we have to do it, because you survive. Otherwise you die, simple. And you may say, ki, who eats human flesh? It's a very ghastly thing. How can you imagine that? But do you know today people are eating human flesh? Do you know that? In China, in Hong Kong, in Thailand, in Malaysia, in US, in UK, people eat flesh of aborted children.
Yeah, it is termed as a delicacy.
उसका कुछ अलग ब्यूटीफुल नाम देख रखा है उन्होंने. सब पब्लिक नाम लिख रखा ना कि एबॉर्टेड फिटस मसाला, सब कुछ नाम लिख रखा ना. समथिंग इज देयर विच द पीपल अंडरस्टैंड व्हाई नो, बिकॉज देयर आर सो मेनी चिल्ड्रन बीइंग एबॉर्टेड, थाउजेंड्स अपॉन थाउजेंड्स अपॉन थाउजेंड्स पर डे, एंड सो मच ऑफ फ्लैश इज क्रिएटेड. रॉ मटेरियल अवेलेबल है, हाउ टू मेक मनी आउट ऑफ दैट. सो दे ट्राइड इट एंड इट वॉज लाइक वेरी हाईली अप्रिशिएटेड बाई पीपल हु आर मीट ईटर्स. दे फर्स्ट मिक्स्ड इट विद मीट एंड पीपल वर वेरी हैप्पी. And then in Bhaikala one hospital hotel was caught because it was taking flesh from some nursing home abortion. It was found out, small finger was found out in that meat, and then they caught up. It's still illegal, but it has been already become a delicacy in people who eat meat. So it's not unheard ki bhai ye sab to kapol kalpit kahaniyan bata rahe hain, aisa nahi hai. People are already into it. So abhi to abortion pehle bahut paap karke mante the. जवाहरलाल नेहरू जब उसको सैंक्शन कर दिया, लॉ पास कर दिया, अभी तो इफ यू डू अबॉर्शन नोबडी विल ब्लेम यू, यू आर अ सिनफुल लेडी, तो बोलेगा ना आपको क्या है, सब लोग करते हैं, क्या है. तो लॉ बना दिया गवर्नमेंट ने, क्या प्रॉब्लम है उसमें. वैसे ये भी व्हाट वी कैन डू, ऐसा हो जाएगा. बट व्हाट आई एम ट्राइंग टू टेल यू इज दैट वी विल नॉट बी कंफर्टेबल टू लिव इन दिस वर्ल्ड लाइक दिस इन द फ्यूचर. वी वेट टिल दैट टाइम टू कम, देन वी विल हैव टू लिव इन दिस वर्ल्ड. यू कैन नॉट कमिट सुसाइड एवरी टाइम. So we have to qualify ourselves before we die to not come back again and to go back to the kingdom of God. And that is in this lifetime only and now only. We can't say ki mere bacche ka SSC exam hone do, uske baad main sochti hu. You can't wait till that time also. You have to be from today only, you have to think kaise main wapas nahi aaungi yahan par. Aur waise bhi jina hi hai isme, do char sab 50 saal जो बचे हैं, 35 साल, 30 साल, 20 साल जो जीना है, वो तो जीना ही है. वो तो यू कैन डू सुसाइड, जस्ट नॉट अ गुड थिंग टू डू. यू टू फाइट योर लाइफ एंड मेक इट बेस्ट. अनफॉर्चुनेटली वी आर गेटिंग गाइडेंस फ्रॉम साधुज एंड स्क्रिप्चर्स एंड हेल्पिंग अस टू अंडरस्टैंड द गोल ऑफ लाइफ एंड वी कैन लिव. वी गेटिंग ऑल्सो एनवायरमेंट एंड पीपल सराउंडेड लाइक दैट वर लाइक माइंडेड. वी कैन होप दैट विद देयर ऑल दिस असिस्टेंस वी कैन perfect our life and go back home. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.